one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
Manning, I thought I told you to trim those sideburns. Go home!
Oh, no, he's shaking off the sides. Big mistake.
Gets on base a lot. Rocco, do I care if it's a walk or a hit?
You do not.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And opening day for Major League Baseball this time next week, the season will be underway. One thing to watch for, home runs. During the 2015 season, there were about 700 more home runs than in 2014. Huh? What? Bad pitching? More steroids? GPS bats? Better baseballs? Neil Greenberg is a sports writer with the Washington Post, and he says that spring training seems to indicate that the big players are getting ready to swing the bats and have another strong season.
You can look at the Mets with Noah Syndergaard as having a strong spring. We're seeing some really good performances from the Washington Nationals. Obviously, the Chicago Cubs are the World Series favorite. They're playing up to the hype so far. I don't get too bogged down into what we're seeing in spring training, but so far there's been nothing, perhaps maybe with the exception of the Boston Red Sox sitting Pablo Sandoval and his huge contract. We're not seeing a lot of out-of-the-ordinary things just yet.
Are the hits going to continue this year, this season, like they did last season?
I think so. We saw something really strange last year, especially with the home run spike. For years, pitchers have had the upper hand, and there's been an increasing strike zone, so that's given them an edge as well. But there's been a change in scouting in some respects, looking for players, for batters especially, that have a different hitting plane and look to make more, not necessarily more contact, but just better contact.
But it looks to me like the quality of pitching is just reaching a kind of, you know, capacity.
What teams are looking for are pitchers who are special to games. Maybe they only need to pitch six innings, and they're really being encouraged to not save anything, right? To not leave anything on the field, to give it all they got, because they know that there's a bullpen that's also specialized in terms of middle relief and a closer that can come in with 9,800 mile an hour fastballs and really put the cap on the game. And, you know, you also have to look at the injury factor. There's so many Tommy John surgeries. There's so much more injuries that are happening with pitchers that they need to be taken care of even more so than ever. And that, to me, is really the next frontier in terms of analytics and technological advances, is in the biometrics field. Keeping these pitchers on the field longer and keeping all players healthier and just making sure that you're getting your money's worth, because they're signing them to these million-dollar contracts, and it's really detrimental when they don't get on the field.
My feeling is, you know, in the era of performance-enhancing drugs, right, which is one issue, you've got these almost bionic arms. I mean, there's such a tendency to look to all kinds of very, very sophisticated surgical procedures to make these arms last as long as they possibly can. It seems like there's a collision there of who's a human and who's, you know, the bionic man.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for a pitcher continually throwing 98, 99, 100 miles an hour. And, you know, quite frankly, the human body is just not made that way. It's not made to put up with that type of stress on a continual basis. And then you add in the torque on the elbow from breaking ball pitches, right, from curveball sliders. Pitchers are throwing harder, and they're throwing more pitches that put stress on the arm.
Finally, you mentioned the Nationals, the Mets, and the Cubs in the National League. I'm assuming the Cardinals will be strong and the Giants will probably be strong. What about the American League?
I think this is Houston Astros. The rebuild plan there has been ahead of schedule. They were able to beat the Yankees in the playoffs. I don't think necessarily many thought they would be a playoff team last year. They really look like they can take a step forward. It'll be interesting to see if Houston can actually make a deep playoff run, because then there's a lot of other teams in baseball that are rebuilding and may use them as a blueprint to show, especially ownership, that this doesn't need to be a long toil in last place. You can make some smart draft picks, make some smart moves, and then be back in contention within a couple of years.
Discount Moneyball.
Exactly.
Neil Greenberg is sports writer for the Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.